Bruce John Roeder, a resident of Albany, New York, has been chosen as the composer for South Dakota. He says the experience has been enriching.
I received a brochure from the American Composers Forum announcing this particular competition, and I was intrigued by the various projects in the different communities in the United States, and I identified a project here in South Dakota that was of particular interest to me. It was to write a composition for concert band and chorus, and I've written for both of those ensembles individually, but this is actually the first time that I was called upon to write for them as one group.
Roeder has been a musician since he was young. His mother was an opera singer and his father a musician. He saw this opportunity as a chance to learn about different cultures and share his gift with others. The search for composers was intense, as it was at a national level. The local committee in Sioux Falls chose Roeder's composition for the celebration. Roeder says that he is excited for the upcoming performance, where his work will see its fruition.
It'll be an outdoor concert at Falls Park on the 4th of July at 7:30. I invite all of your listeners to come out and hear it. It'll be presented along with other works. The Sioux Falls Master Singers will present some music of their own, and the municipal band will do some other selections of their own. And I believe my work should be the concluding work of the program that evening.
All of the chosen composers in the 50 states will see their work come to life on July 4th. This Millennium Celebration is special, as there will be similar concerts that evening in local communities throughout the country. It is uniting all of the states with the arts on this patriotic day. Roeder has spent quite a bit of time in South Dakota learning about the history and cultures of the residents. For his upcoming piece, he translated the first 2.5 verses of the 23rd Psalm into the Dakota dialect.
The translation of the first 2.5 verses of the 23rd Psalm, which refers to God's generosity with the land, and I just thought that struck the perfect tone for this composition. I did spend 3 weeks here in South Dakota last summer seeking inspiration, as a matter of fact, for my piece, and I was given a tour of the state, and I just fell in love with South Dakota. There was just so much to see, and all of that found its way in some way or another into my composition, from the beautiful landscape, whether it's the magnificent Badlands and Black Hills, or the more serenity of the plains.
Roeder will be working with the community until the 4th of July weekend, when the public will be able to experience the concert. He believes that the music encountered will be heartwarming and vibrant to our lives.